Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Just 4 days left until the national championship football game. One quarterback that will not be playing in that game and will not be in college in general going forward. That would be one of our favorite names in the history of this show. Quinn
Ewers.
He's declared for the NFL draft. He announced on social media yesterday, 21-5 as a starter in Texas, helped get the Longhorns to the Final Four, the college football semifinal. And towards the end, it would seem like all the Longhorn fans think they would have beaten Ohio State with a different quarterback.
Bad decision. Bad decision by Quinn Ewers. Tough kid, tough enough kid. I think mentally resilient. Got benched in a situation in a big-time game. Was able to come back, played decently well. 9,100 yards. I think he had threw for 68 touchdown passes in his 3 years at Texas. But never healthy for an entire season. I don't think that this was the right decision. I think he should have went back to college for another year, got a little bit more season, and proved that he can stay healthy for an entire year. Of course, some of that stuff is obviously out of your control. No for the Cleveland Browns. No.
I remember that first social media post when he was
not that great either.
When he was
he make all the throws?
He hits on the wheel route.
Ah.
Two wheel routes he hit on in that to save Texas, really. Those were nice throws and huge clutch throws for them. But overall, you're right. He's got deficiencies. Seemed to not really have a good feel of the pocket where he'd stay in the pocket. He wouldn't abandon the pocket, so that's good, but he'd stay there and just get swallowed up. It was the oddest thing in the world. Like, he could not feel the pressure coming and would just kind of calmly go down instead of, you know, some guys are erratic and they run the hell out of there the first chance they get, and that's not good either. I remember that first social media post when he was a junior in high school and he had committed or looked like he was going to commit to Ohio State, and it was at one of those camps, and he was doing all the Mahomes stuff. He was doing all the different angles, and it wasn't just like, "Hey, I'm gonna do a sidearm throw here." He was throwing rockets. It seems like he didn't develop really since then. It seemed like you even added he didn't have much of an arm.
No, and
when I saw that guy the first time, I'm like, "Holy cow, this guy's gonna be amazing."
The awareness is a problem, as we said, and just let somebody else try him out. I'd rather
a story
pass.
Too, by the way. He goes to Ohio State because he can't make NIL at that time. In Texas. So he goes to Ohio State, and everybody was on the same page. Maybe not at first, where fans were like, "Oh, that'll be our quarterback at some point." The people that were there all along were like, "No, he's just kind of using the system. Ohio State's using him just to show, hey, we're getting the best of the best." And apparently they weren't even really developing him. They weren't really doing anything with him, and Quinn Ewers just got to hang out at Ohio State for a year. And then he got his NIL money. Were you buying that he is passing up like $6 million to stay in college?
I think he's passing up more money that he could have made to stay
in
college.
That's the interesting part.
I don't know how
this.
Much, but...
So why would a guy who I'm sure is not being told by the pundits, like, is anybody saying he's going to be top three?
No.
QB? No. And yet, if he really had $6 million waiting for him, isn't that the poster child for somebody who should come back?
Yes. But, of course, these numbers, Carson Beck originally was 4. Then it was 3. Now the people are like, maybe
so we don't really
2.
Know.
Like, they kind of throw around different numbers here.
All right, Ryan Day getting ready for Notre Dame. Now, remember, they played at the start of last year, and that was one of those physical, rugged games. And we know what happened at the end. Marcus Freeman looking a little green. His defense didn't have enough guys on the football field. Ohio State wins that game. And then there's a war of words between him and Lou Holtz. Well, Ryan Day does say this is a different Fighting Irish team this time around.
They're different than they were last year, but still very similar. So this game will be the third time we play them in 3 years. You know, the majority of our guys and certainly the older guys have played these guys before. So they know what a great team this is, and they know, you know, how good they are. I think that's good for our guys to understand who they're playing against.
So I told you earlier in the week, the one thing I'm nervous about is this is a physical Notre Dame team. They showed off that physicality. You know, and them coming back from that Northern Illinois humiliating loss, you know, they've become a different team. As now you have a chance to. You didn't necessarily have a chance to do that under the old format. In most seasons, Notre Dame would have just been eliminated, just like Ohio State would have been eliminated with the loss to Michigan. So things have changed. They've become a different team. But I do think in watching them, yeah, that offensive line stuff is going to be a little nerve-wracking for Fighting Irish fans. I do think they got a chance, you know, between Riley Leonard and Will Howard. Like, I think Will Howard is better, but Riley Leonard can have a really good game. And on third downs, that dude knows where the first down marker is.
I just don't think he can push the ball down the field as well as Will Howard. Now, I know Will Howard's not necessarily just rifling it out throughout everywhere, but I think that Will Howard can push the ball downfield better than him. That's where I give the Buckeyes the edge.
Speaking of Howard, mixed reactions on the Buckeyes getting to the title game.
I do have to kind of pinch myself at times and be like, man, yeah, I'm in the national championship. But at the same time, it is where we expected to be, man. We got ready for this season saying that, you know, if we were going to come out of it saying it was a success, we were going to have to play 16, 17 games. And here we are, man. And so I'm just proud of our guys that we got to this point. But, man, the job's not finished, and it's not finished until we win.
Talking about a guy that has certainly helped out his draft stock throughout the playoffs, Will Howard, that guy is emotional. You see him firing guys up. It's been fun to see, you know, during the playoff run. One final note, Kenny. Cuyahoga Falls mayor announcing a temporary renaming of Notre Dame Avenue ahead of the national championship between Ohio State and the Fighting Irish.
Name again, like Don Waters? Walters? I follow him on Facebook. I know that.
It is. It's Mayor Don Walters announcing Wednesday that the road between Bailey Road and Charles Street will temporarily be renamed Buckeye Avenue from Friday. If Ohio State wins, does it have to stay that way?
Yeah. Yeah, let's mess up the entire postal system for it.
Yes.
They got a nice downtown, by the way, down there. And right along the river down there in Cuyahoga Falls. Unpaid testimonial. They got one of them places where the drinks smoke. It's wonderful.
Oregon, Ohio did that. When they played Oregon in 2014.
Did they really?
They did not stay Buckeye, Ohio, or Ohio State, Ohio, or whatever they switched to for the
day. I mean, now, what's a name? It seems like if you win an election, you can just start willy-nilly changing names.
If Ohio State wins the game, they got to change it in France.
You know what?
That's Woodace Cathedral.
That's the thing. If you go and beat those Catholics.
The whole country?
Arch Schleister Cathedral.
They got the Catholic Church, they got the Vatican, we got the mega church down in Columbus.
Yes, we certainly do. Is that Rod Parsley? Isn't that what his name is? Entertaining fella. Yeah. Don't act like I haven't watched one of his specials.